This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
What?
I feel like fighting somebody, kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you a load on all things that are mascot related. And I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? Aim on the mic, and I don't know why K wants to fight. First, we had the animals that we can fight to the mascots that we can fight now. I'm sorry.
Well, no, like, this is the revenge tour, because the last podcast, we kind of did the animal kingdom of who we could beat. Now, it is a different perspective. Who do you think can beat us up? See, we got, it's a nice little give and take here. But before we get into today's pod, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Once again, I'm sorry.
All right. So the tier list goes: would kick my ass as the top one, yeah. Most likely to kick my ass, fair fight, most likely to kick their ass, and would kick their ass.
All right.
See, so there's a nice,
Yeah.
Middle ground. Mm-hmm. The first mascot is the Little Caesars little dude with the spear.
My question is, does he come with the spear?
I'm going to let you pick this rule.
I say, yeah, whatever they have in the pictures in their hands, it's on the box, they come with it.
All right, fair. So, Little Caesars. I assume this guy is like 3'2".
Huh. How? What? Is the height of Little Caesars. I say Little Caesars 4'11". What do you say? The mascots, you know, they have to make them look big. What do you
4'7"?
Say? 4'7"? No, I'm saying 4'7", because he's little.
I'll give him 4'7". I think I can kick their ass.
Yeah. Just put your hand over his shoulder, on his forehead.
Yeah. If he comes at me with that spear, I'm taking it away from him, and I'm shish kebabbing that dude.
Yeah.
That's very violent. Yeah. The next dude, Chester Cheeto, or something like that.
He's Cheeto, dude.
I think he can. He's most likely to kick.
He's also bait half the time.
Yeah, but he's got a big mouth. Like, what that mouth do though?
Why you say it like that?
Just because, you know? I think most likely.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
I think that's fair. All right. This one I have polarizing opinions on. Toucan Sam. I think
wait,
I can...
Wait.
Take a picture of it. Picture of the square, Max. All right. Toucan Sam. I have polarizing opinions on him.
Why?
I think I can mop the floor with him. But at the same time, I think he possesses that, like, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, that white dude energy that he can just, like, he knows CrossFit or something. You didn't know he knew that. And he can probably put you in, like, the sleeper hold in, like, 2.5 seconds.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go fair fight.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to go fair fight.
Yeah. Tony Tango seems like a guy who, he's a pacifist.
If things pop off, he's taking names.
I think he's a pacifist. With his energy and everything like that, he's like, yeah, it's great now to fight.
No, I would kick my ass.
Okay, I'll give it to you. All right. Kool-Aid Nate, I'm drop kicking him. He's going down.
Now the question is, if you spill him over and his juices come out.
Oh my God, we're not doing this. We're not. We're moving over. You already ruined it. You already ruined Mustang Juices. Next one.
Does it come out? Like, does it kill him?
Does it come out? Yes, it comes out, Kev.
Does it kill him? Like, or is he the glass?
He's the glass. I would say he's the glass.
All right, so what are we doing here? Fair fight?
No, drop kicking him. We kick his ass.
Okay. Wood kick. Not most likely?
No, wood kick his ass.
All right. This is the Raisin Bran mascot, the sun with the two scoopers. I really want to punch this thing in the face. I really do. It's got a punchable face. I really do.
Okay, go for it. Yeah.
Would kick their ass.
Yeah. I want to say the same for this guy.
The frog? The Honey Smacks frog?
Yeah, I have a huge hatred towards them.
All right, fair. It would kick their ass. The Jollibee. I know I don't know this franchise personally, but I don't like the look on this dude's face. This weird smile.
Most likely to kick their ass since we don't know it.
Yeah, he's an unknown. Yeah. All right, Chef Boyardee.
Oh my god, the man! What happened to him? He doesn't come on to commercials anymore.
I would totally kick his ass.
I love, there's a pause. I would definitely kick his ass.
Bro, he can catch all the hands. Are we agreeing on that?
Yeah, sure. But then what's the next one? I don't know how you feel about the next one.
I don't know either. Burger King.
Does he come with his... Oh, no, he's not the one who has the posses, right? Yeah, no.
No.
He's a king, dude. A king's on a line of fight.
Most likely to kick my ass. I think I can take him, but
yeah.
But I think he's a little creepy, dude. All right, this one, this next one.
Do we have to do this one? We'll kick their ass. Move it on.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. B-L. For those of you.
No, we'll kick their ass. What are you doing? Curve, stop that kid. Let's move on.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, they have the Gerber baby on this list for whatever reason. The Honey Nut Cheerios. Chester. I think his name's. No, that's the Cheetos guy. The Honey Nut Cheerios B. I'm going to go most likely to kick their ass. All right. Cool. All right. Keebler elf.
He will most likely kick their ass. He will get a good kick in me. He will kick my shin.
All right. Oh, you most likely to kick their ass. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This one kind of feels off. This one feels. Do you know what this brand is?
That's the honey. That's the maple syrup one, right?
No, close. It's the butter. The Land O'Lakes Native American. I feel like this is a wrong category. This is like we did the baby this episode. I feel like we should skip over this one.
Yeah, sure.
Fair fight.
Fair fight.
All right. Colonel.
Old man, get him out of here. I don't know which war he's fought in. Get him out of here. We kick their ass.
Would kick their ass. All right. Lucky. The leprechaun.
I mean, if you've seen the Family Guy episode, the kids were able to pull him down and keep the, and rip him up. So, yeah.
But does he have the marshmallow powers?
No.
All right. Would kick their ass. Planner Peanut.
Would kick his ass, pick up a steak, and break his shell with it.
All right. Are you eating the nut on the inside?
No, pause.
Pause. Ronald that, McDonald.
Does his whole crew pop with you?
Grimace would scare me. Oh, most likely to kick their ass.
Hell yeah.
All right. Pepsi Man. This dude's jacked.
Pepsi Man.
Most likely to kick my ass, I think.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, same tier. No,
we'll kick my ass. We'll kick my ass. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you put on most likely to kick my ass.
Oh, Wood. You're on top with Tony. Yeah. The Danimals monkey.
You have a huge hatred towards him.
I don't, like...
From Dylan Sprouse commercials?
Oh, yeah. They cheated me out of this. I would like to fight him, but I feel like he's always, like, cracked out, so he has, like, the crackhead powers. I'm going to go most likely to kick my ass.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know this next brand?
Mr. Helper.
Yeah, Hamburger Helper. Mm. The hand, who's somehow holding on to a spoon.
What is Storm? He's holding on. There's no somehow.
What are we doing with this guy? Is it a fair fight?
He looks so happy.
I do not care that he's happy.
He looks so happy, though, Kev.
Like, I'm most likely to kick their ass.
Kev, look how happy he looks. Kev.
Bro, he can catch all the work. Like, what is he going to punch me with?
With his fist.
But, like, that would like, require a lot of work. You know? Because that's all he is a hand.
Kev, he's so happy.
He'd be like that scene in the movies where they catch the fist and, like, yeah, it's not your day.
Kev.
Okay. The Tootsie Pop Owl.
Who?
This guy. I think I can knock this bird out of the sky. Would kick their ass, for sure. This last one.
This guy's a menace.
Serial killer vibes.
Yeah.
I think I could take him. But, like, he'd be the dude to attack you in your sleep.
Yeah, I would kick my ass, dude.
Would kick my ass.
Dude, you've seen the commercials.
The one where he cuts off the girl's hair?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's a little sketchy. Yeah. Do we want to rework anything? Do we think there's anything in our...
I'm looking at the monitor and the baby's just looking straight dead at me.
That's where you put it. I said to skip the baby, but you chose violence. I think it's good. I think we stand pretty well in our rankings, but the people who made this whole thing, they gotta like think before they put the Gerber baby on their tier systems. Now, I just want to, for a quick little like to differentiate things, we can view the community rank. Like there are other people who did this. Okay, so the first one is. The tiger. All right, so we got those two, but the Kool-Aid man is up at would kick my ass. Most likely to kick my ass is Chester Cheeto, the McDonald's, Ronald McDonald, and Burger King.
Okay.
Fair fight would be the Colonel, Raisin Bran dude, the monkey from Danimals, Lando Lakes lady, Little Caesars dude.
The son's on there.
Yeah, the Raisin Bran son.
You put it on the bottom.
Yeah, I could totally fight him. And then Chef Boyardee. He's too high on that list. We need a bunch of softies here. Most likely to kick their ass is Lucky, the Sour Patch, the Jolly Bee.
Fake news.
Yeah.
If you think you can take on the Sour Patch, good luck.
I'm just very different about Toucan Sam.
Are you?
I think he's got a little fight to him, you know? Mm-hmm. But then the rest of it pretty much evens out with ours. But I don't know. I think we're pretty well off. I think we're we're reasonable with our list so far. But what you could do is watch more episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, and Get Comfy Lowdown every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and, of course, the Believe Network. I've been K-Lo, joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? Aim on the mic.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.